As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's that you say? You need more trivia capable of winning a bar bet or making you look incredibly smug at a family gathering? Fear not, people. Random facts are my jam. Just relax and pay attention. You never know when this stuff might come in handy.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. It's illegal to carry ice cream in your back pocket in Kentucky. Picture this. It's a scorching hot day in Kentucky, so you treat yourself to a cone from an ice cream truck. Suddenly, a woman asks you to hold her two dogs while she ties her shoelace. With no other option, you stick the cone in your back pocket, praying that the chocolate double scoop doesn't make an embarrassing mess on your shorts. Before you know it, you're under arrest. Turns out it's totally illegal to carry ice cream in your back pocket in Kentucky. This bizarre law actually has nothing to do with the absurdity of storing frozen treats in stupid places, and everything to do with horse theft. Back in the 1800s, scheming horse snappers came up with a foolproof plan to lure horses back to their homes without even touching them. All they had to do was stick an ice cream cone in their back pocket and wander past a hungry horse in the hopes that it would follow. You can hardly be accused of any wrongdoing if the horse willingly followed you, right? That is, until someone laid down this law to prevent such a crime from ever happening again. Damn it! Turtles can breathe out of their butts. During cold winters, most turtle species enter a temporary slowed-down state known as brumation. They take extended naps throughout this period in two strange ways, either by burying themselves in mud or sleeping underwater. If humans were to do either of these things, we'd obviously die from a lack of oxygen. But turtles have a secret weapon. Their butts! Hear me out. I'm not suggesting that turtles just stick their butt out of the water and use it like a snorkel. You see, turtles poop, pee, mate, and give birth through one common hole known as the cloaca, or one hole fits all, as I like to call it. Some species of aquatic turtle also have structures known as cloacal bursae, which are equipped with blood vessel-filled tissues that oxygen can be absorbed through. For most turtles, butt breathing is only about 20% as efficient as respiring, so they still have to come up for air. The Australian white-throated snapping turtle, aptly nicknamed the bum-breathing turtle, can actually get 70% of its oxygen this way. And judging by its face, I'd want you to know it too. The man who invented Comic Sans has only used it once. Ah, Comic Sans. Just the name is enough to strike fear into the heart of anyone who has ever received a poorly designed funeral invitation, mindlessly scribbled out in the clown-like bouncy font everyone loves to hate. If this heinous lettering is enough to send shivers down your spine, then this information is sure to be a comfort. The guy who invented it hates it just as much as you do. That's right, Vincent Conair, who created the fun-loving font in 1994, has openly admitted his regret for ever unleashing it on the world. In fact, Conair has only ever used the font once in a strongly worded letter of complaint to the broadband company Sky, which earned him a disappointing $12 refund. That's all very well, Vincent, but no amount of regret is going to erase the permanent scourge you've placed on society. Why are baguettes long and thin? There are some questions you never knew you needed the answer to, and this is probably one of them. The baguette is an iconic staple of French culture. There's even a proper way to carry one under one's arm, and a correct way to eat it by breaking off the heel to munch on the way home from the bakery. But when it comes to the elongated shape, legends abound. One theory is that in 1920, a Parisian law decreed that bakers couldn't work before 4 a.m., which only gave them enough time to prepare long, thin loaves that would cook quicker. A more popular and honestly more amusing theory involves our good friend Napoleon Bonaparte. The story goes that soldiers in the Napoleonic Wars needed to carry their bread on foot, but backpack space was limited. The solution? Napoleon commissioned a long, thin bread which you could stick down your trouser leg instead. Hey Napoleon, is that a baguette in your pants or are you just happy to see me? A reindeer lived inside a British submarine for 6 weeks during World War II. This probably sounds like the plot for a bad Hallmark Christmas movie, but it's totally true. Back in 1941, the 56-man British crew of the T-class HMS Trident stopped in the Soviet Union for repairs when Captain Jeffrey Slayton was invited to dine with the Russian admiral. Apparently, Slayton mentioned that his wife had trouble pushing her pram through the snow in England, so the admiral presented him with a useful gift. A fully grown reindeer. The crew affectionately named the animal Pollyanna, lowered her into the submarine through the torpedo tube, and went on their way. In the 6 weeks Pollyanna spent at sea, she quickly burned through the barrel of moss provided by the admiral and started gorging herself on condensed carnation milk instead. Her appetite was so voracious that she even consumed the navigation chart intended to guide the men back to British soil. Miraculously, the crew did make it back to Blighty, but there was one problem. Pollyanna wouldn't fit back through the tube. Using a dockside winch and a broomstick, the reindeer was freed from the submarine and given to the London Zoo, where she lived for 5 years until her death in 1947, the same year the HMS Trident was decommissioned. Otters have a secret pocket for their favorite rock. You may already know that otters hold hands with their loved ones while sleeping so that they don't drift apart. But what if I told you otters have an even cuter trick up their sleeve? Literally. Otters have folds of loose skin across their chest, which create a handy pouch under each of their forearms that are large enough to keep stuff in. Generally, they use these pockets to store food gathered on dives, but there's another vital item every otter carries with them. Their favorite rock. Sea otters use rocks to crack open clams, crabs, and other shellfish on their tummies, and they can hammer abalone shells as quickly as 45 times in just 15 seconds. When they find the perfect rock with optimum cracking abilities, it'd be silly to let it go. So they just stick them in their secret pocket and take them with them instead.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Queen Elizabeth II has a stunt double. And when I say stunt double, I'm not suggesting the Queen gets fired out of cannons or thrown off speeding trains. In fact, the arrangement is more of a stand-in role, because standing and waving is mostly what the Queen does. Of course, this comes with its own risks, and one of those is sunlight getting in the Queen's eyes, which would be humiliating on a national scale. That's where 77-year-old Ella Slack comes in. Slack started off as a manager for the BBC's sports and events department, which also involved coordinating royal broadcasts. While filming at the Cenotaph War Memorial one day, the Queen was irked by her position conflicting with the sun. Realizing that she had the same frame, height, and looks as the Queen, Slack volunteered to do a dummy run in her place to find the best spot to stand. Before she knew it, Slack was traveling in the royal carriage, accompanying the royals in their boat, and attending every public event as the designated rehearsal queen. She may get closer to the royals than most, but there's one strict condition. She must never sit on the throne. She can only squat above it. How dignified. You should never eat a polar bear's liver. In survival situations, people have been known to eat just about anything. But there's one thing you should definitely stay away from, no matter how hungry you are. Polar bear liver. Thanks to their rich diet of fish and seals, polar bears consume a huge amount of vitamin A, which gets concentrated in the liver. Polar bear liver is so high in vitamin A that humans could get their daily allowance of 0.9 milligrams of the stuff just by eating 1/10 of a single organ. If you somehow came into possession of a polar bear liver and decided to spread it out as per your daily allowance, it would probably contain enough vitamin A to last you about 143 years. But there's a catch. Ingesting any more than just a tiny sliver can cause vitamin A poisoning, known as acute hypervitaminosis A, which results in vomiting, hair loss, bone damage, and you guessed it, death. In fact, polar bear liver is so potent that a single organ would be lethal enough to wipe out 52 adult humans in one sitting. I guess that's one way to ruin a dinner party. Jellyfish snot can sting you. For many years, people snorkeling, surfing, and fishing in the shallow waters around the Floridian coast have been terrorized by a mysterious phenomenon called stinging waters. Jellyfish are a nuisance enough as it is, but being stung without even coming into contact with one? That's just unfair. At first, the sensation was blamed on detached tentacles that might be floating around in the water. But in February 2020, researchers made a surprising discovery. Jellyfish snot can actually sting you. The upside-down jellyfish, or Cassiopeia zamishana, which can be found in shallow tropical waters, has developed an amusing and honestly kind of lazy way of hunting its prey. The creatures lay on their backs and throw globules of venom-rich mucus into the surrounding water, which can cause an uncomfortable itching sensation when humans touch it. The snot grenades might not be lethal, but these jellies need to learn some manners before sneezing on innocent bystanders. The Spanish national anthem has no words. Avid sports fans might have noticed that when it's time to sing the national anthem at the World Cup, Spain's players are left awkwardly swaying and half-heartedly humming along. That's because the Spanish national anthem is actually a totally wordless song. The Marcha Real was first composed in 1761 by Manuel de Espinosa de los Monteros, who wrote the tune as a military march for the Spanish infantry. In the 1770s, Charles III declared it the official march of Spain, and it later became the country's national anthem. Except no one could agree on what the word should be. When Spain moved towards democracy after the death of the dictator General Francisco Franco in 1975, the lyrics that had been used up to that point were dropped. In 2008, Spain's Olympic Committee decided enough was enough and a new suggestion was submitted. Everything except the first line, Viva España, was the exact same as the Francisco Franco version. After the nationalistic tone was harshly criticized, the new lyrics were scrapped after 5 days, and it was back to awkward humming. Dead people get goosebumps. If there's one question most of us would like answered, it's this one. What happens to us when we die? I might not be able to give you a definitive answer, but I can tell you one thing. You'll probably still get goosebumps. Spooky, right? In the first few hours after we die, all the joints and muscles in our body stiffen through a little process called rigor mortis, which can leave us looking like scarecrows. Muscle relaxation relies on a compound known as adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, and when this is depleted, it causes contraction instead. When that happens, millions of hair follicles, home to muscles known as erector pili, also contract, causing tiny depressions we know as goosebumps. Either that or being locked in a room full of other dead people causes a chain reaction where each corpse is scared of one another. Why you should always have copper door handles. Okay, so copper might not seem as attractive as sleek stainless steel when it comes to interior decor, but choosing substance over style could actually save your life. Ancient civilizations have recognized the intrinsic value of copper for around 5,000 years. And it might be time for this underappreciated material to make a much-needed comeback. Why? It's a total virus destroyer. When bacteria like E. coli, superbugs, or MRSA, and viruses, including the one on everyone's lips right now, land on most hard surfaces, they usually live for 4 to 5 days. But copper is a whole different kettle of fish. That's because copper is a natural passive antimicrobial material which can self-sterilize its surface without any need for electricity or bleach. When nasty bacteria and viruses land on it, they're flooded with copper ions which penetrate the cells like bullets and destroy them right down to the reproductive blueprints or nucleic acids inside. Maybe it's time to start switching out your doorknobs, drinking from copper cups, and donning copper-plated armor whenever you leave the house. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.